from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But when we first started looking at Niners-Jets about a week and a half ago, five and a half.
Yep.
It is now 3.5.
Okay.
Take that for what you will. I know how I responded to that. I responded to that by betting on the 49ers. I think getting them at 3.5 right now is a huge steal against the New York Jets. That's because I remain firmly optimistic that Trent Williams will play in that football game. And I'm very comfortable with the number 3.5 if Brandon Ayuk does not play in that game. But that's me.
Yeah.
That's where it sits. That's where the movement is. And then we can get to the Purdy thing that he talked about, because that's pretty interesting too.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask him about the line movement based on Brock Purdy. And he said, nah, 3 or 4, but yeah. Mahomes is 10. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
So Mahomes is not playing and the Chiefs are favored by 10. Now all of a sudden it's a pick 'em. And I do think that part of that is the value over replacement player, and there is no replacement for Patrick Mahomes. And if Brock Purdy's out, and you go to Dobbs or Brandon Allen, I don't know if they've decided who the real backup is. I know both made the team, and Tanner Mordecai did not, and they hope to get him back on the practice squad. But I think the idea of Brock Purdy only being 3 or 4, and Lucas Alexander, our director of sports, with a good question in my ear about, you know, the big impact of a non-quarterback player like Christian McCaffrey. And yeah, McCaffrey would be one of those players from a skill position standpoint, who would be most impactful on the spread if he was out.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we didn't even talk about this earlier. Quick aside, since you brought it up, the whole hand wringing about who's going to be the backup quarterback, they kept them both.
Yeah, they kept them both.
They kept them both. Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs both made the team. And I don't know if this is for anything, but like those reporters who tweeted out the roster, there is some sort of unofficial depth charting, if you will, with the way they wrote it. And Brandon Allen's name is second. Josh Dobbs' name is third.
It's alphabetical.
I don't know. Yes. But
well, if you look at
Brock Purdy's name is first.
Because he's QB1.
Right. But I don't know if it's just like, is it automatically alphabetical? Here's the running backs. Christian McCaffrey is followed by Mason, not followed by Garindo, like, because Jordan Mason is
the
RB2.
Backup. Yeah, exactly.
RB2. In fact, Garindo is listed fourth. Sometimes there's a, hey, you're a rookie, so you stay down here at the bottom of the chart. Maybe sometimes it's alphabetical. Maybe it means something. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
But they both made the team.
And I guess it depends what you're looking at, what your source is, because I'm looking at the 49ers.com, and they did a full breakdown, and it's Purdy followed by Dobbs and Brandon Allen. And then you go to running back, and it's McCaffrey, Mason, Taylor, and Garindo. So I do think that it is a little depth charty, and, you know, wide receivers, Debo, and then they do it in numerical order. It's all numerical order, actually. Debo, Ronnie Bell, Ayuk, Pearsall, Jawan, Conley, and Jacob Cowan.
Yeah,
so,
see, I see it from the reporters. It's listed differently, which is Samuel and Ayuk, followed by Juwan Jennings, because he's WR3.
Right.
And then it goes Pearsall, Cowan, Conley, Bell.
Yeah, I'm just looking at 49ers.com.
Maybe it's completely random.
Yeah, 49ers.com, and I'm looking at every position, and so far they all are numerical, starting with the starter. Like the quarterbacks, it's Dobbs, Purdy, and Allen, listed in a graphic in that order. And we know that Purdy's the starter, but you know, you keep it consistent, keep it numerical, and then people can draw their own conclusions.
That's a question for John Lynch tomorrow anyway. And he will speak at 2:45.
Yeah.
And we did sort of scratch our heads yesterday when we found out about that. Like, oh, why does John want to talk? And we did find out last night that that is, I don't know, our memories are just, you know, our memories. Same way you can't remember what you had for breakfast. Apparently, John does this every year. However, this one stands to be more interesting than most.
No, and there are other questions outside of Brandon and Trent, like two tight ends. Is this what we're doing?
That's it. You're drafting them, you're signing them, and you're keeping none.
You're keeping two.
Yeah.
So are you expecting to have one of these guys be able to pop free and add them later? Because I don't know how you're going to do a lot of 22 personnel with two tight ends and you only have two guys. You better hope they both stay healthy.
Well, I look at this roster right now, and I see movement on it before the game starts.
Sure.
I see movement on it before the game starts. Like, if Brandon Ayuk gets figured out, are you still keeping Ronnie Bell? Maybe. Is he returning kicks for you? Maybe.
Ronnie Bell? I doubt it.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he's one of the guys that you put back there one time or another with the idea of fielding punts. Is it going to be Cowing? Maybe.
And Garendo, too, had a huge kick return.
Yeah. So, like, I think that there, you know, is Pearsall going to be active week one? Like, there's all kinds of questions. And we'll talk to Jake Hutchinson about that next hour. And obviously, we'll hear from John Lynch on it tomorrow. So we'll get into all of that. But the Purdy part is the other interesting part. And this is why I do predict that next offseason is going to be loud and at times troublesome and debatable and all of those things. You know, we're going to sit here and go, no, it's automatic. Brock Purdy has a good year. He resets the QB market. Yet Vegas sits here and tells you that Patrick Mahomes swings a point spread by 10, Josh Allen by 8, Lamar Jackson by 8, Brock Purdy by 3 or 4. Does that mean something? I don't know if in big-time negotiations the Vegas odds come into play. I would doubt it. But at the same time, he's sitting there telling us that even though the Niners don't, in theory, have a top-level backup anymore. They went top of the market to have Sam Darnold on the team last year. He was their backup, and we literally did shows on whether or not there'd be a drop-off if Brock Purdy got hurt, which became, in the end, I think, an evident answer. But now it's not Sam Darnold. And we can like Josh Dobbs all we want or Brandon Allen in the system, but neither one of them presents something that, to me, suggests there's no drop-off. I think there's a huge drop-off, but Vegas thinks it's only a field goal.
Yeah, and, you know, 3 or 4, and that's because of the, maybe not the quality of the backup, but the quality of the offense and the quality of the players around it. I do think that that still remains a part of the conversation as we get into the offseason about contracts and also about this year. And, you know, the shade that Brock Purdy gets, a lot of it is because of Kyle Shanahan, the talent around him, and the offense and the scheme. So can Brandon Allen or Josh Dobbs come in and hold things down for a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, if that's what he misses? Sure. And you could probably still win football games. Doesn't mean you're going to get as far. But Sam Darnold is more accomplished, more highly drafted than these two. He had done more in the league, and now he's a starter in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, accidentally to a certain degree, but yeah.
He might have won the job anyway.
Maybe for the start, but I mean, you draft somebody in the top 10, you're going to give him the job.
Eventually,
You're going to want J.J. Yep. McCarthy and Justin Jefferson to start getting their groove on together and find out if that's your guy. So yeah, he was a placeholder. I get that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.